Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing good because we're having groceries delivered to the pub tonight. We have our good friend, Tony Justice from the Garden Grocer, the Director of Operations, joining us at the pub. How you doing tonight, Tone?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing very well. You brought in all the fresh vegetables. You even brought a little beer with you. We were happy about that, Tone.
Beer is always good, right?
Absolutely, especially after a long day of work.
I hear you.
So we're happy to have you at the pub tonight. We're going to let you explain how Garden Grocer works. I mean, we've had friends that use you. We've used you in the past, and we think it's a very good thing that a lot of people don't know about. So you want to explain a little bit about it, Tone, about how you guys got started?
Sure. We got started about 11 years ago. Our owner actually started this business out of his one-bedroom apartment. He is a family guy, and he decided that when he would visit the resorts, that he would like to take some stress away from the vacation, and have decided to deliver groceries. We started out in delivering to residentials, and then after the business started growing, we started having guests want grocery delivery to Disney, and so that's how we got started. And a lot of times with our owners, he's all about spending time with family and being able to start a vacation without the stress of going to a grocery store or renting a car, if you've gotten off a long flight. So a lot of, that's one of the reasons why he started the business, was to give he always liked a less stressful vacation, so that's what he wanted to give Disney guests.
Okay, so that was basically how I wanted to start. How long have you been actually delivering to the Walt Disney World Resorts?
We have been delivering to Walt Disney Resorts for 10 years.
So you guys are very familiar with them.
Yes, we are.
So like you said, you started out doing residential, and then it sounds like a year after that, you jumped into the Disney fray, if you will.
Exactly. And the owner of our company, he actually started out with maybe 5 to 10 orders a week. He would go out, shop the orders, freshly handpick all the produce and so forth, and he would deliver the orders himself.
Oh, that's awesome. So, all right, so how does it work? Is there a flat fee per item, or is there like a fee that's put in for every order? How does that work? Like, I'm assuming there's somewhat of a markup in order to, so you guys can make a little money on delivering stuff to Walt Disney World.
Yes. How it works is the delivery fee is $14, and then any orders over $200 is $2.
Oh, okay.
And then so, also,
no, I was just going to say, so a $14 flat fee for any order, and then anything over $200 is, are you saying it's $2 instead of 14 or in addition?
Exactly.
Got you. So there's economy and scale, as they say.
Exactly. And also, if you, we also have a program out there. If you order 60 days in advance, you save 10%. If you order 30 days, you save 7%, and 15 days, you save 5%.
Okay. All right. So there's incentive there to figure out what you're going to need and do your shopping early, right?
Exactly. Kind of takes the stress off the waiting until the last minute to do things.
Right, because you're doing – go ahead, Doug.
No, I was just going to say, see, that's why I say Dennis is the brains of the operation, because I would assume it was $14, and then after you went over 200, it was an additional two, so I was going to thought it was a $16 fee. So Dennis actually taught me something. Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, I know having gone on many Disney trips, you're doing so many other things at the, you know, last minute or even like the week before you go, you're checking your dining reservations and stuff like that. So if you can figure out, you know, the meals you're going to have in the resort or like we're DVC owners, so we have the full kitchen usually when we stay at Disney. So having groceries and, you know, some, you know, even if we don't have full meals, we certainly need some sundries in the room to sustain us for the week. So it works out well.
Yeah. And definitely. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, like some of our competitors, I mean, a bottle of water is $3. And with us, you can get a 40-pack. You can get a 40-pack of water or a 32-pack of water. I know it might seem expensive, but when you go to look at our competitors, we sell it for $9.99. So that's a lot less than $3 a bottle.
Yes, very much so.
Exactly, and delivered to your resort. You're not paying gas. You're not renting a car. So it works out great.
Yeah, I mean, there's been vacations in the past that I've actually rented a car solely for the purpose of going off property to go food shopping for the week. And literally, we didn't use the car the rest of the week. So, you know, when you weigh out what it cost me to rent a car for the week, using Garden Grocer would have been the better way to go.
Exactly. And it also gives you a quick start to your vacation where you can actually, if you're arriving at the resort early or whatever. I mean, it gives you more time to, if you're bringing children along, you can take them to the pool or take them to the park early. It gives you more family time.
Absolutely. So the minimum purchase was the $14. It's the minimum you got to spend to get any delivery is basically.
The minimum purchase is $40.
Oh, there you go. So.
I'm glad we're doing a show. We're learning a lot here.
Exactly. That's the reason why we wanted to get, you know, let all of our listeners hear so they know all the ins and outs. And when they use you guys, it'll be easy for them.
Right. So doing the quick math. So a $40 minimum purchase. So if you did that and came out to 40 on the nose, it'd be 40 plus the 14, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And that's very reasonable. I mean, you know, you guys got to make some money, and the convenience of having it brought right to, you know, your resort is, you know, that's a great deal.
So. Yeah, and something that sets us apart. I mean, and a lot of people go, well, why the delivery fee? And something that sets us apart. Our employees are paid a premium wage because we want them to take care of our guests as we take care of them. So. That's one of the reasons why the fee, $14, it's not that much, but it helps us pay our employees more of a premium wage so that we enhance the guest experience.
And you have to keep you guys have to be keeping a certain standard because Disney wouldn't let you sell on property if you weren't. You have to have, you know, people that want to do the job the right way to be on Disney property and to take care of your guests.
Exactly. And if you've ever seen any of our vehicles out on Disney property, we have a professional image that we portray. And not only professional, but when it comes to food safety, we're top of the line. All of my managers are food safety certified. All of my employees are county food safe certified. So we hold our employees to higher standards than a lot of our competitors.
Well, that's great to know.
Yeah, so, it's great taking care of the guests. Doug, can I squeeze in a quick question before we go to the next one?
Go
Just
ahead.
Because I think it applies to kind of the money issue here. So I'm assuming that, at the guests' choosing, they can give a gratuity or give a tip to the delivery person, correct?
That is correct. And you know, when it comes to gratuities, that's something that we don't ask for, but if the guest wants to give that, it definitely helps our delivery drivers.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's a must in my opinion. If somebody's going to deliver something to you, hand them a couple bucks at least to buy a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah. No, I mean, anyone in the service industry, Doug, we're big believers in that, but you'd be surprised. Some people are, funny like that, but I just wanted to get it out there that, it's because some companies don't allow their employees to accept gratuity or something like that. So I just wanted to make sure that it is okay if guests want to do that.
Yeah, that's a great question.
And how easy is the exchange? How does the exchange take place at the resort, Stone?
The exchanges is pretty easy. What we do is we deliver the groceries directly to Bell Services, and Bell Services holds and refrigerates the items. And then once the guest checks in, they just call down to Bell Services. They come up. They bring the groceries to them. Some of the resorts allow them to deliver them early to where they'll already be in the room when they check in.
That is awesome. So you can even tip your bellhops, too, if they do take care of you.
That is, yes.
If you want to get your groceries in one all in one bag, you better tip them. No.
Absolutely.
Only kidding.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, that's great that you guys have forged a relationship with Disney where they will, put the guests' items that need to be kept refrigerated. I mean, I'm just interested how that happened. I mean, they just do it because they want to take care of their guests, which are the people staying there, obviously. But it's kind of neat that they partner up with you to make that happen, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great partnership. One of the things that that we like to do, we not only consider this service as important to enhance the guest experience with Disney, but also to enhance the experience of starting the vacation. And with Disney, the Bell Services people are very friendly. We work very well together. I actually go out to the resorts every single month to make sure that we're servicing their guests in the correct way, because Disney, we have the same type of standards that they have in place, is that we want to give our guests the wow factor. And that's one of the reasons why we have a 4.7% customer service rating out of 5%. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and there's always that person that's never going to be pleased. We have the
exactly.
We have the same thing. We have one of ours. We have a great listener that follows every show, and he had to give us our first 4 instead of 5-star rating out of all of our reviews. But we know he did it out of love, Tone. But he just had it. He had to do it. So
yep. That's part of doing business.
Exactly.
All right, let me give you a softball here now. We're halfway through our questions here. So given that you've been on Disney property many, many, many times, it sounds like, doing what you do, what's your favorite resort of all the Disney resorts?
I have to say that Disney's Port Orleans French Quarters resort is my favorite.
You're very popular with us, Tone, because our favorite is Riverside, which is right next door to it.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Yeah. So that's our home away from home.
What is it that you like about that as opposed to some of the others?
You know, as a young boy, I traveled to the New Orleans area quite often, and just the old streets. You have different types of flowers and you like the gas type lamps that are along there, and everything that is so kid friendly. You have the pools and you have all the characters. It's just, I don't know. I get more of a home like feeling when I'm there.
It brings great memories for you is what that resort does.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Ours is Riverside. You got to head over sometime and you get a free time. And me and Dennis promote this all the time. You got to head over and get a drink and see Yeehaw Bob at Port Orleans Riverside.
I actually have been over there, and I really enjoy seeing him.
He's a lot of fun, isn't he, Tone?
He is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
he can definitely make you laugh.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could steal some of his energy?
I hear you.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm a big Riverside. We walk back and forth from Riverside and French Quarter all the time. That's mm-hmm. my go-to resort. So headed back to a little the money aspect, and this is one of the questions we wanted to ask you. And I think this pays for itself. Do you guys supply baby care items?
We supply almost every baby care item that you can think of. And if we don't have it, Doug, we will actually go out and search for the product for them. We'll go to let's say it's a seven generation type of diaper. If we can't find it in our area, we'll travel to let's say Whole Foods because they carry that whole line.
Okay.
If they want like organic baby food, if we don't have it, we'll do our best to go out and find it. But
that's the point I was making with the money wise, just what you would save if you're going down with a newborn and a couple and a younger child that you need diapers and different formulas and stuff like that. Just the money you'd save not to have to pack it, to put it on the plane, to bring the extra items. You could bring one diaper on a carry-on on the plane and know you're going to have Pampers waiting for you when you get to the resort. I think that's money saver in itself right there because what they charge for bags now.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. We actually had a customer review. It's been about a week and a half ago that she said that our services actually saved her about $75 just on baggage because she didn't have to pack, like you said, the baby wipes, the diapers, the formula, any really like bottled water. Well, not bottled water, but on other services like for baby care.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, when we were looking at the site, me and my wife were going over everything you had, and a lot of the prices that on your site are comparable to what we pay at the grocery store here without the delivery, without you having to mark it up for your delivery and stuff like that. So we were pleasantly surprised with how good the prices are. And then when we seen all the baby items, we're like, my goodness, if you're traveling, just the money you could save without having to take all this stuff. And then, mm-hmm. And then just for the adults, like with toothpaste and mouthwash and stuff like that, you don't have to worry about packing any of that. You can have it delivered for yourself.
And exactly. And we also supply a lot of travel size items
that's nice to know.
Yeah, because you know how the stipulations are getting with the airlines and so forth. We carry a lot of like the baby lotion, the baby oil, baby wipes, travel sizes. So we carry a lot of the smaller sizes as well. That way waste doesn't become involved.
Well, the other good thing that the smaller sizes are good for, because me and Dennis know, because we're at the parks all the time. That's our play. The travel sizes are good for the mothers to put also in their backpacks and bags to travel into the park just for the day.
Exactly. So,
and they could get the bigger size to keep back at the hotel room, but it's nice to have those travel sizes to just change the baby during the day at the parks. So it's nice that you have the different options.
Yeah, and a lot of times what we do is we'll buy the travel sizes, you know, a couple of each item that we need, you know, like you mentioned, mouthwash and toothpaste, and then just whatever we don't use, we just leave there. Then you don't have to worry about going through security at the airport and worrying about are you over the 4 ounces or whatever the maximum amount is. So that works out well, too.
Exactly.
What about, like, fresh produce? Are you able to deliver stuff like that to the resorts?
Yes, we actually deliver a lot of fresh produce. We actually have a company that we work with, Fresh Point. It's a produce company that we use, and we get all of our apples, our oranges, strawberries, blueberries, grapes, and the list keeps going on. And then we also have fresh cut. We have a fresh cut fruit program to where you can get grapes already off the stem, where you can travel size to 4 ounce containers. We have strawberries in a 5 ounce container. They're already cut for you. You don't have to worry about taking the green leaves off. You can get cantaloupes by the cup. You can get, I mean, any fruits that you pretty much want, you can get in a travel size container. And I mean, you can put it, like you said before, you could put it in a backpack, you can put it in a small cooler, and you can take it into the parks with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome that, you know, you have that. So see, I just assumed that you went shopping at a local grocery store to procure all your items, but it sounds like you may do that for some items, but you've worked out partnerships with, for instance, like you said, with the produce, where you're getting it, you know, elsewhere, I guess, and that surprised me, and mm-hmm. it was good to hear.
Well, to be honest with you, one thing that we've always taken pride in is we have always taken pride in picking the best produce out there possible for our guests. And it took a lot of it took. We just started it actually 4 months ago, and it took a lot of convincing. To my owner that, you know, this could be the way to go. And we actually had one of Disney's reps refer this company.
So
that's how we got into the fresh cut fruit program, is because I had been searching for about 2 years for a program, and this program's been wonderful so far for us.
It sounds awesome.
That sounds good, because I would like to. There's nothing more refreshing than on a hot Florida summer day, to maybe, because I like to keep it. I like to put the fruit salad in the fridge and get it really, really cold, almost mm-hmm. frozen, and then put it in the backpack. And that's a nice snack throughout the morning to get your energy for the day. If you follow me, that's very
exactly.
refreshing. So you're saying some of it sliced and individualized. That's very nice. So,
yes.
So that's really good. So let's get to the important stuff. Do you guys deliver alcohol to the resort? Well, this is the Main Street pub. We have to know if you deliver alcohol.
we most definitely deliver alcohol. We have a wide variety of alcohol, different types of beers, different types of beers that represent other, like, countries. We have a lot of different types of wines that we deliver. The only bad news is we don't carry any type of hard liquor.
Well, that's okay. We're more beer and wine drinkers here anyway, for the most part.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, our friends Carmen and Judith, if you got to meet them, they would pressure you for some tequila, but they're not here tonight, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I was impressed. I was on your site earlier today, and I believe I saw that you carry 129 different offerings under the alcohol tab. So you do have a vast array of wines and beers, as you stated.
Yeah, and that's something that sets us apart from our competitors. The one thing that a lot of people don't know is that we compile a list that our guests, when they're placing orders, they can even be looking at our website, and if they don't see something, they can type in a wine that they may want, and we'll look, okay, how popular is this wine? And we'll actually, sometimes we've actually brought products in because of our guest suggesting it.
Yeah. No, that's great that you listen. You know, Disney uses that line all the time, due to guest demand or something like that. And but it makes sense to keep your guests happy. If you get more than a couple inquiries, then it might be worth adding it to your, to your website.
Yeah, you guys have Sam Adams, you have Bud, you have Coors Light, you got all different cigar cities, Landshark, Heineken, I mean, Hop Gun, I mean, Guinness, I mean, you've got almost Miller Lite, you got almost Corona, you're stocked with, you pretty much have a brand for almost everybody. If you can't find a 6 or 12 pack you want, I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. And I tell you what, I've got plenty of limes to go with the Coronas.
That's why, see, we were pretending not to have a drinking problem. We asked you if you had the fruit first. See, we wanted to go with something healthy before we asked if you had the alcohol, but really we wanted to make sure we had a lime for the Corona. That's all we wanted to know.
Yep, exactly.
I'm real interested to hear this answer. So, what are your most popular items that guests order over and over again or seem to order the most?
Our top items would be your fruits, like your bananas, your apples, your oranges, fresh cut fruit, bottles of water, snacks, breakfast snacks. And the reason why that's one of our most popular items is because those items – like the pancakes and so it helps the guest. A lot of guests tell us in our surveys that the reason why they order those items is because they're able to eat breakfast inside their room before heading to the parks for the day, and it also gives them a chance to spend a little bit more money at the parks.
And
me and Dennis talk about not only money, but we always talk about one of Dennis's favorite lines is time is money. So if you're sitting there taking a half a day, especially nowadays when you pay $100 for a park ticket, and I know it equals out to about $20-$30 a day when you stay longer, for the 7 days or 10 days or whatever. But the point of it is you don't want to be spending a half day shopping, getting in the car, and most people don't know where they're going. So it's, you leave that Disney bubble, it gets pretty scary when you don't live in the area. You don't know where you're going, and Orlando is a very busy area to drive around. It isn't like it's easy to get around that area of or outside of Disney World on I-4 and 92 there. So
exactly.
So, I mean, it's like you could be at the parks, like you said, in the pool. You could be playing. You could be doing whatever. And then the great thing that you told me is that say you get there early in the morning and your deliveries do it like 11 or 12 o'clock or whatever. You could stay at the park, come back when you want to because you said Disney's going to hold your food for you. So you don't have to stress over that.
That's correct. And I know I keep talking about family and I mean, family is very important to myself. I have 13 siblings, and so
God bless you.
so as growing up as children, I mean, there's a lot of things that maybe you didn't get to enjoy, but now that I've seen like the Disney wow factor, it just gives you the feeling that you want to give the families more time to spend together. And that's what I love about the services that we offer is because we allow the convenience factor of families actually being able to vacation together.
No, it's awesome because we say it all the time. I mean, it's 42 square miles. It's twice the size of Manhattan. You need every minute you can get when you're down there on a vacation to get to see what you want to see. So you guys are doing a good service by saving time for the customer. So,
yeah, I totally agree.
Well, one of the last questions we have is, do you have any special items for customers with allergies?
We actually have, we have almost anything that you need for allergies that's not required, prescriptions required. We have Benadryl, we have Claritin, we have Zyrtec, we have different types of creams, maybe for baby allergies, and so forth. And if we don't have it on our website, you can actually, we have a portion on our website, request an item. If you don't see an item on our website, request it, and we're going to do our best to get it for you.
And the other point I was making too, like our one good friend of ours, Carmen, she's has a gluten allergy. So you just have gluten-free options and stuff like that on the site?
We have a lot of gluten-free items. We keep adding more and more every single day. We have actually teamed up about a year and a half ago with a company that is an all natural and organic company that, where we can get, items delivered in, so that we're able to offer that service, to our guests.
No, that's awesome because every time you turn around, there's, new allergies, new things coming out like that. It's nice you just have it. You just have Motrin, Advil, stuff like that, too, that you can deliver?
Yes, yes. Like I said, I mean, anything you can think of for headaches, for stomach aches, for motion sickness. Let's say you're at Disney and you're going on a cruise the next day. We have Dramamine. So you name it, we pretty much have it. And if we don't, we're going to do our best to get it for you.
And what's basically the lead time for an order as far as how far in advance, and what are actual delivery times most of the time that you'll get to guests in the park? I mean, in the Disney World Resort.
Sure. We actually have three time frames. We have an 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. time frame. We have a 12 to 4 time frame, and then we also have a 4 to 9 time frame that we deliver. And we deliver 7 days a week. We recommend guests ordering as far as in advance, but started in January, we actually started doing same day deliveries.
Okay.
It does cost $20 more. Okay. To get same day delivery. And the only reason is because we, in order to do that, we have to have, bring shoppers in to go out and get that order quickly.
Oh, I mean, everything, when you do something special order, it always costs you a little bit more, but it's nice to know if you're there on property and you don't have a car and there's something you've forgotten or something you might really need for your child or something like that, it's easier to call you guys than it is to go through the effort of maybe getting an Uber and taken out of the park, getting brought back, and not knowing where you're going or who you're riding with. You can call you guys and you can bring it over to you.
Exactly. And something else, Doug, that sets us apart and when it comes to deliveries. I wish we all had a magic ball to figure out how much we need to order. And one of the things that we offer to our guests is that if you let's say run out of water, we actually offer you a free delivery to get extra stuff during your vacation time. And that's something that most of our competitors don't offer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, because that was one of the things I didn't have written down that I wanted to ask you, to see if you do same day deliveries, because I think that's important. It's nice to know.
Well, especially nowadays, I mean, you never know if you're going to have a situation come up that you might need something, and that's something that our company we understand. We understand the busy lifestyles that we live today.
Yeah, well, it's nonstop when you're down there, so it's very easy to forget some. Dan, you got anything else for him?
No, that covered pretty much all the questions I had and some. Very informative, and I made some assumptions that were incorrect, so I'm very glad we had Tony on so he could set us straight.
And yeah, I, de-
I'm sorry, Tony. Well, there was one other thing I wanted to ask you. With the bread and the baked goods, do you have any fresh bread? Do you have a special bakery or something like that you guys go to, or how's that work?
We do. You can actually – we sell fresh, like, French loaf bread that we actually place an order. A lot of your viewers may be familiar with Publix.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of our, like, our fresh bread from them.
Okay.
And then a lot of our fresh baked goods actually comes from their bakery as well. And if you've ever had their blueberry muffins or their banana nut muffins, I mean, they're top of the line.
Something tells me you had quite a few of each.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been in those Publix bakeries. They are awesome. They have awesome pastries, and I can attest to that. They're great.
I mean, your website is awesome. I mean, you even have a tab up the top with how many different languages you have for people from other countries and guests from other countries coming in. I mean, the website's awesome. I mean, the product display is awesome. I think you guys do a really good job. So, Tone, you want to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and how they can order from you guys?
Yeah, definitely. You can actually go to gardengrocer.com, and that's G-A-R-D-E-N, and grocer, G-R-O-C-E-R.com. And you can go directly to our website. You can check out the items. You can do an account right on our website and start your order.
That sounds awesome. I know next time we're coming down, I'm going to make an order. What about you, Dan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I already got some items in my my cart.
There you
go. We actually have a Facebook page that you can also like. And we actually do some live videos at the Disney park. So if you're ever needing a Disney fix, let's say you're missing Magic Kingdom or whatever, a lot of times we will do some live videos. So
we've seen that on your Twitter account too, where it leads over to your Facebook account. So you're on Twitter, you're the Garden Grocer on Twitter.
Yes.
And you're also the Garden Grocer on Facebook.
That is correct. And so. And then we're also on YouTube.
Okay, and just Garden Grocer on YouTube also?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody knows how to find you now. So everybody go get your shopping carts out and load them up for your next trip to Disney World. And Tony will be glad to send over a delivery person for you. And don't forget to tip the delivery man or woman. So, but this has been a lot of fun, Tone. We look forward to having you on the show again. You did a great job, and you guys provide a great service.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you both for your time. And we appreciate everyone's business, and I hope everyone has a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.